A commercial lease agreement is one of the most important documents for both the owner of the property and a tenant, as it defines the relationship between them and the conditions for the use of business real estate. In India, the 5-year commercial lease agreement is rather important as it offers a longer term, which is beneficial for both the landlord and the tenant. This paper seeks to set out and explain what a 5-year commercial lease agreement is, the elements of the agreement, legal consequences, issues to consider, benefits, and drawbacks of a 5-year commercial lease agreement to landlords and tenants. What exactly is a commercial lease agreement? A commercial lease is a legal agreement between the lessor, the owner of the property, and the lessee or tenant, whereby the lessee tenant is granted a right to use the commercial property for business purposes for a certain period in exchange for an agreed amount of money termed as the rent. While the first type of lease is for residential premises, the second one is for business premises such as offices, shops, warehouse, and factories. Key components of 5-year commercial lease agreement. Parties involved. The lease should not only state who the landlord is and who the tenant is, but their contact information as well. In the case of companies, the registered office address and the authorized representatives should be provided for. Property description, a clear and comprehensive account of the property to be leased, which may comprise the property address, size, characteristics, and amenities, for example, parking or recreational areas. Lease term. The duration of the lease in this case is 5 years. It should state when the validity of the permit starts and when it ends. Rent and payment terms. The agreement must indicate the agreed amount of rent payable on monthly or annual basis, the day on which the rent is due, together with the mode of payment and any form of rent adjustment, particularly on an annual basis. Security deposit. The amount of the security deposit that you are required to pay, the purpose on which it will be held, and how much of it you can expect to get back at the time of moving out at the end of the lease term. Maintenance and repairs. Some of the clauses include clauses that define the obligations of the landlord and tenant concerning the upkeep of the property, repair, and any costs that may be incurred in the process. Permitted use. This should include the kind of business activities that are allowed in the premises in order to ensure that the tenant does not carry on with business that are not allowed. Alterations and improvements, provisions for alterations that the tenant may want to make to the property, where the permission of the landlord is required, and whether the property will be expected to be returned to its original state when the lease is up. Subleasing and assignment. Provisions that allow the tenant to sublet the property or assign the lease to another party as the tenant. Termination and renewal, clauses for termination of the agreement at the initiative of any of the parties, notice periods for the termination, and provisions for the renewal of the lease at the end of the lease term. 3. Dispute resolution, provisions for handling conflicts that may occur during the lease period of the property, for instance through arbitration or mediation. Legal compliance, a promise that both parties shall observe all the legal requirements of the contract, such as zoning laws, health and safety codes, and taxation laws. Benefits of a 5-year commercial lease agreement. For landlords, stable income, it assures a stable and consistent income stream, supporting strategic planning and budgeting for the long-term lease period. Reduced vacancy rates. These include the fact that with a 5-year lease, landlords are able to have few vacancies and therefore less costs and efforts put in searching for new tenants every now and then. Enhanced property value. For instance, by offering long-term lease agreements, the value of the property is increased, thus making it more valuable to investors. For tenants, business stability. 5-year leases ensure stability in business operations, since the tenants are assured of having a permanent place of business without the risk of being required to move to a new place in the next few years. Cost control. Leases which are for a longer period give the tenant a stable and predictable cost for their rent. Customization opportunities. This means that tenants are more likely to incur costs to improve the space in line with their business requirements when the lease period is longer. Disadvantages of entering into a 5-year commercial lease agreement. For landlords, limited flexibility. Leasing the property to a single tenant for a period of 5 years can be disadvantageous for the landlord, as he would be unable to adapt to the market trends or lease the property to other tenants who might be willing to pay higher rent. Tenant risk. When the tenant is a business, they may fold or even default on the lease terms, which is bad news for the landlord. Maintenance obligations. Long-term leases also make landlords responsible for maintenance and repair of the property, which could be a huge expense in the future. For tenants, long-term commitment. However, a 5-year lease may be disadvantageous if the business requires less space, moves, or expands before the lease period elapses. Rent escalation. Although long-term leases provide stability, they may also contain rent indexing or escalation provisions that can lead to rising costs over time. Limited flexibility. Rental clients may end up being situated in a location that in the long run becomes unfavorable owing to shifts in the market or changes in the area or any other factors that may be unforeseeable. Legal implications. A 5-year commercial lease agreement in India is regulated by the provisions of the Transfer of Property Act of 1882, the Indian Contract Act of 1872, and other statute laws, as well as the local municipal bylaws. To this end, it is important for both the landlords and tenants to fully understand these laws so that they are able to both protect their own rights as well as meet their respective responsibilities. Registration of lease agreement. According to the Registration Act 1908, every lease agreement where the term of the lease exceeds 1 year required to be registered with the sub-registrar office. Failure to register could result in legal complications, and such an agreement would be deemed unenforceable in a court of law. Stamp duty. The lease deed has to be registered on a non-judicial stamp paper with the requisite stamp duty affixed as provided in the applicable Stamp Act in the concerned jurisdiction. Stamp duty charges are different for different states, and they depend on lease term and rent payable. Eviction and possession. It is important to note that the landlord cannot simply eject the tenant from the premises before the lease period is over, unless the tenant has breached the contract. The tenant is also allowed to use the property without any form of disturbance from the landlord. Renewal and notice periods. There is usually provision for option to renew, which has to be exercised in writing before the lease term ends, and this is provided in many commercial leases. It should also state the duration of notice that both the parties are required to give to each other in order to terminate the agreement. Practical tips for landlords and tenants. For landlords, background screening of tenant. Check the tenant's background, such as his or her financial standing, so as to ensure that the tenant is in a position to meet the required payment of the property. Clear terms and conditions. It is, therefore, important to draft a comprehensive lease agreement to avoid future misunderstandings and conflicts. Regular inspections. This involves conducting follow-up visits to the property with the aim of checking on the condition of the property and to ensure that tenants are observing the tenets of the lease agreement. Insurance. Ensure that they obtain adequate insurance to cover possible losses or damages to property and to protect against any liability claims. For tenants, understanding the lease. It is highly recommended to read and comprehend all the agreements before signing the lease documents. If needed, consult a lawyer regarding the matter at hand. Budgeting for costs. Include all possible expenses such as rent, repair and maintenance, utilities, and possible future rent raises. Compliance with terms. It is important to follow all the provisions of the lease, such as the use of the space, repair and maintenance of the property, and notification periods, among others. Negotiation. It is advisable to bargain for rent-free period, options to renew the lease, and rent escalation clauses. Conclusion. A 5-year commercial lease agreement requires a big commitment that should be made by both the lessor and the lessee with due diligence. Understanding the essentials, legal aspects, concerns, benefits and disadvantages for each component as well as potential consequences can serve as a guide to the involved parties for the establishment of a favorable agreement. This way, the tenants and landlords can avoid misunderstandings that may lead to legal problems while at the same time fostering a good working relationship. Taking professional help and opinion in drafting or in reviewing a commercial lease agreement, it is advisable to seek the assistance of a lawyer. FAQ. What is the concept of commercial leasing? Commercial leasing involves renting property for business purposes under a legally binding agreement that outlines terms such as lease duration, rent, and usage conditions. It allows businesses to operate in a specific location without owning the property. What are the points of a commercial lease agreement? A commercial lease agreement typically includes these key points. Parties involved identifies the landlord and tenant. Lease term specifies the duration of the lease. Rent and payment terms details the rent amount and payment schedule. Property description provides a detailed description of the leased space. Maintenance and repairs outlines responsibilities for property upkeep. Can a commercial lease agreement be terminated early? Early termination depends on the terms outlined in the lease agreement. Typically, the agreement will specify conditions under which either party can terminate the lease early, including notice periods and any penalties.